Courtesy is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a Thursday. I'm sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins comes by each week to fill us in on all things movies. We call it Cinema Chat, and welcome back. Good to see you. Y'all geared up for Cinetopia?
Yeah, so Cinetopia is coming up May 10th through 19th.
That means you won't be sleeping until June.
That's right. Yeah, we're a little we're about a month away. So if you haven't gotten your passes, get your passes. The prices are going to keep going up as we get closer to the festival. You can buy individual tickets if you want. There's 50 different films that are being shown, including the films from the Ann Arbor Jewish Film Festival. Those films are showing as part of Cinetopia.
Nice.
We're showing films in Detroit and Dearborn, Bloomfield Hills, Royal Oak, and Ann Arbor.
Access to all of it with the purchase of one full festival pass.
That's right. That's right. The opening night film is a film called Before You Know It, which I got to see at Sundance. And it's about this these two sisters and their dad that live in an apartment that is also their theater. They're a theater company. They're a theater family.
In their apartment?
They have a whole building. I mean, right. In like Greenwich Village.
Gotcha.
So it's
gotcha.
A three-story building, and they live in part of it, and part of it's a theater. And it's a highly dysfunctional family, but they're all fun. Mandy Patinkin plays the dad.
He's always good as a cantankerous character.
Yeah, and he's very good in this. And Hannah Pearl Utt is the director and star, along with Jen Tillock. Jen Tillock is also a star and the co-screenwriter. And one day they wake up, and tragically, the Mandy Patinkin character has passed away. And they've been told that their mother's dead, except they find out that their mother actually owns the house, and she's a famous...
and she's alive.
She's a famous soap opera star. Their father had been lying to him all the years. And then all mayhem breaks loose. So Judith Light stars as the mother, and Alec Baldwin as well as Mandy Patinkin. So it's a lot of fun. Fun opening
Great
night
opening
film. And then the closing night film is Autonomy, which is a Malcolm Gladwell documentary about autonomous cars. So we're going to show
that
film.
Well, that has certain local interest.
Absolutely. Director Alex Horowitz will be there with the film, as well as Eddie Alderman, who's the chief brand officer for Hearst Autos, the auto magazines. There's going to be a closing night party at the M-Cities.
If you've never been, what a great facility.
Yeah, it's a state-of-the-art automated test track here in Ann Arbor, so you can check that out. We're also doing a Commie High documentary.
Which is what many used to call Community High.
Community High School in Ann Arbor, yeah, so it's almost 50 years old. Donald Harrelson, who used to be the director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, put this film together.
Now he's with Seven Cylinder Studios.
Yep, absolutely, and he's got a really fun documentary about the history. A lot of community high school graduates, famous and not famous, are interviewed. And this is a pre-release screening. They're like in the final editing form.
Right.
So it's an almost finished work. And the money that's taken in from the screening is actually going to help them finish the film.
Oh, that's great. That's great. When it gets all done and the final version is ready to come out, I think we should do something with Donald and exhibit this for Cinema Chat listeners.
Yeah, well, and they should come check
Nothing
it
like
out.
Putting you on the spot.
It's almost done. So it's worth, and that's going to be on Sunday the 12th. Again, there's over 50 films. One of my favorite films was The Farewell, which stars Awkwafina, and she's a Chinese.
What is Awkwafina?
Awkwafina was in Crazy Rich Asians, and she's a comedian, and she's
gotcha.
Really, really great, and she's very good in this role. And she plays a granddaughter whose family actually travels back to China because they believe her grandmother's dying. She doesn't die. Don't tell anyone. And it's a really wonderful, wonderful family drama about culture clash and family dynamics. And then there's another Alec Baldwin film called Framing John DeLorean, about John DeLorean.
Does he play DeLorean?
He does. And they have DeLorean cars, and we're going to have a DeLorean car out front of the theaters when we screen it. So it should be great. So anyway, there's lots of great films. Get your pass. And we send a bunch of our folks to the Cleveland Film Festival, which is
right.
where we're...
Which
we're,
is a growing and
They have over 100,000 people. And they went, oh my goodness, you know, Rush, you've been talking about that festival, but it is just great. You know, and it's not the Cannes Film Festival, it's not Sundance.
Right.
It's a great film festival for Cleveland. And we're headed in that direction. And man, we are so excited about this year.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing how it all went.
Check it out.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins, our weekly visit, talking all things movie. And let's talk a little Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, well, you know, kind of the State of Michigan Theater is a year-round film festival to a certain degree. Cinetopia allows us to bring a lot more films, and many of them don't get released.
But programming criteria is it should be award-worthy.
Award-worthy, yep. Yeah, that's what we want. And so the film that we're opening today, WEMU listeners are going to be specially interested
Absolutely.
In. It's Amazing Grace. This is a 1972 concert film of the taping of Aretha Franklin's most popular album, which was a gospel album. And it is remarkable. We showed this at the Art House Convergence, and it is brilliant. And this is Aretha Franklin at the top of her powers.
And like you said, it was shot in 1972. It ultimately became her best-selling album. Why have they sat on this footage for so long?
Well, Sidney Lumet was the director. And because of the odd circumstances of taping this in a church and all kinds of things, anyway, they weren't able to use like clapper boards and other things that you typically use. And so syncing the sound with the film, because it was shot in 16mm film, was extremely challenging. And then Aretha just ended up not wanting her image on the screen for some reason. You know, she's young and amazing in this.
Difficult at times.
Yeah, and she can be a little difficult. But man, this is outstanding. You will be transported with this film.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Amazing Grace has a preview screening today, and then it continues to run for a couple weeks or so.
I'm a big fan of the documentary, and I'm really looking forward to The Brink, which is focused on Steve Bannon.
Yes, this is directed by Allison Clayman, who's a really well-known documentary filmmaker. The film is edited by Maria Katz, who's an Ann Arbor native and has worked with Maria Clayman in the past. So there's a really really nice local connection. Her parents still live in town. And this is a documentary about Steve Bannon, the character that Saturday Night Live plays as the Grim Reaper when you have him in skits. But he was the advisor to President Trump. And this is a fly-on-the-wall documentary. It's amazing that this Allison Clayman and her collaborators just had the camera running all the time on Steve Bannon in these meetings that he had with right-wing leaders all over the world.
They seem to kind of like that attention.
And yeah, it's I saw it at Sundance, and it is an amazing documentary. I mean scary in a, you know, in an elliptical way, but you got to respect the guy's brains if you don't respect his tactics.
He knew how to advance a message, and he certainly wielded his influence in the White House to put forth a more extreme and nationalist kind of message that seemed to resonate with a great number of people.
Yep, it did. So if you want to get an inside look from a not particularly sympathetic filmmaker, a pretty objective film, go check out The Brink, which opens tomorrow. And then High Life is a film I'm really looking forward to. This is directed by Claire Denis, the very famous and wonderful French female filmmaker whose film Beau Travail is considered one of the best films ever, especially a really great film by a female film director. And this is stars Robert Pattinson, and he and his daughter are...
The vampire guy?
Yeah. And he's an amazing actor. Anyway, they're stuck in space in an ill-fated trip away from the solar system.
Ewoks or Wookiees, are there?
There are no Ewoks or Wookiees, there is a black hole that may consume them. And this film has gotten great, great reviews. High Life is a visually arresting, as it is challenging, confounding, and ultimately rewarding, which is to say it's everything film fans expect from director Claire Denis. So go check it out. High Life opens tomorrow at the State Theater. We have some special screenings. We have a free open to the public screening of The Man Who Feels No Pain, which is on Friday the 19th at 3 o'clock. And it's a 2018 Indian Hindi language action comedy film directed by Vasan Balal. It premiered at the Toronto Film Festival. It got the People's Choice Award for Midnight Film. So go check that out. Free screening again Friday the 19th at 3 o'clock. Our midnight film this week is Hot Fuzz.
Silliness with Simon Pegg.
Absolutely. And then Children of Men continues our Alphonse Cuarón series on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Our Wine Wednesday series is
Somme,
yeah, which is Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. And that's a lot of fun. And then there's going to be a free member screening for So Many Days, which is going to be on Wednesday the 24th at 7:15, and that's a Cinetopia film. Go check that out. And then opening at the Multiplex, we have
Penguins,
which is a Disney nature film, and everybody loves those. Those are all a great. Breakthrough is an inspirational true story of a mother's unfaltering love in the face of impossible odds. Go check that out. And then The Curse.
La Llorona.
Yeah, which is a stalking the night and children. There's all kinds of scary things going on in 1970s Los Angeles.
Yeah, I have not read good things about it. But it is out there, and for fans of horror and the suspense, that's going to be your choice. But make sure you pick something and go see it this week. And Cinetopia upcoming, we'll talk more about it in the weeks to come. For Russ Collins, I'm Dave Fair, and we thank you very much for listening to another edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.